MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Tertius Zitzke, Group CEO of Foresight. We had results for year ending February. The change in the year end has made some metrics more complicated, but the HEPS was up 21.7%. Tertius, before we drill into numbers, at the core, Foresight, really, your business is helping businesses with their tech, so I suppose they can get on with their business. And looking at your range of industries, it really is an A to Z. You're pretty much industry agnostic.
Yes, that's correct, Simon. Yeah, thanks for having us. It's really, you know, I would describe our business as data, taking your business data and really making sense of that and taking it into this new artificial intelligence world. And I always say, you know, we are not in the business of making old pictures dance and smile again, you know, of your grandmother, but we're in the business of artificial intelligence for business. And we call it something different. I always say, if I make loss or profit, it's not artificial, okay? It's a fact.
Yeah.
So AI, the artificial part, is probably not a good description where this is heading. So we renamed it into for AI that we call Foresight Automated Intelligence, because it's all about processes now with data that can really optimize and make a business more efficient.
And this is everything from as simple as sticking it with an Outlook, I imagine, for maybe a follow-up to a meeting or a sales call or something, to right at the other complex end, you know, across supply chains and everything else. I mean, this is tech touches our entire life, and AI, although I like your point around the artificial part, is touching all of tech.
Yeah, it's a fact that machines will not forget something. You know, humans, we are humans. We forget to phone somebody back. But this is where what we call the modern digital enterprise, that's the way we work in business, is very, very on the forefront now. And you can see in the growth in that division in Foresight, the way that's exploding right now is to actually give people the tools. Somebody once said training without coaching was pure entertainment. And I think that happens a lot. How many times you just get a new program, software, or whatever, a new version of Outlook or Teams or whatever, and you don't really know how to operate it. And people, bad habits. Somebody wrote a book once about mining. Don't digitize your garbage, you know.
Yeah.
And it's exactly that same thing in our world today.
Yeah, it's also understanding. I mean, I know I've got software in my laptop that I probably only use 1% or 2% of, and if I used the rest, it would be so much better. Your channel partner cluster, major revenue generator for the business for this particular period. And that really, again, looking at your distribution, it gives you access, I mean, obviously Southern Africa, but across the continent.
Yeah, it's actually in the whole region of CIMA that we call from Poland, Central Europe, the old Europe, Mid East Africa, all the way to Robben Island, probably Antarctica. They probably run Outlook there as well. And the big thing there is we got this distribution shift from Microsoft about 10 years ago, and it was mainly only at the ERP, aimed at the ERP products, you know, the Business Central and Navision and Great Plains and products. And that all went into the cloud. And then that just exploded for us over the years. And I think we don't move boxes, you know. If you say distribution, you immediately think this guy is moving a box. In the old days, it was a floppy. Mm-hmm. Now it's just the activation on the email and online. But it's really adding the value. That's why we've grown that partners, over 1,000 now, that we really help and we assist them to grow their businesses. And we've got great success stories in Africa and South Africa where we had people with 2-3 staff and now they're 20 or whatever, especially Kenya. Kenya is really exploding for us. You know, it's really good things going on in Africa. And I think if you look at all the analysis reports, you know, the next frontier for the whole world is Africa. And and the big thing, once we have connectivity here, you know, we signed the agreement with Armada. That's the guys that put these boxes on the ground, you know, with Starlink for connectivity. And I mean, once you give people in Africa connectivity today, and these new users, they will actually start with AI, you know, not with DOS. You know. They will start right at the edge. Yeah.
And that's the key point. I like your point. It's not about boxes or floppies. It is really, it's that layer on top that Foresight adds. And I take your point around sort of starting at the end point rather, you know, with, as you say, artificial intelligence. And that's to my point. I mean, looking ahead, you talk around AI, you talk around agentic AI, and yes, there's some hype in it. Yes, I can make some pretty pictures, but it is fundamentally within businesses who are doing it right. It is changing the game.
Definitely. You know, I also quoted in my CEO report, you know, innovation is just brilliant basics. I mean, the fact is that the young people today, you know, they can do these tools much quicker than me and you.
Yeah.
What's good about them is they fail forward, but very fast. Okay. At least they fail forward. And we Altopis are there to help them. We know the stuff on internal control measures and governance, all that stuff. That is the stuff that they don't know. But if you add the two together, you know, we really deliver good, solid solutions now for business. And it's really the automation of all these processes. It will not kill jobs. It will make people better in their jobs. And it's a fact, you know, somebody that say, AI will take my job. You will lose your job if you don't adopt this now.
Yeah, it's around that adapting to it. A question on margins. Margins up from 3 to 4%. I imagine this is a tight margin business. Is there scope to push that higher? Or, I mean, what are you looking for? What would be an ideal margin rate for you guys?
So, I mean, the margins from the, I always call them the big gorilla losses, the Microsoft and the Sage and the AspenTech and whatever. Mm. That is something that you need to govern very carefully. In the old days, I say, that's 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, we still had big deals with a 40% margin and your dealer of the year and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden it went to subscription, pay as you go, and the margins is 10%, you know. But there's a good word in Afrikaans, biki biki baie. You know, that's the recipe, you know, little bit lots, you know. And that's just what you must get right, is to lower your cost of entry into the market so much with efficiency and automation of billing. Billings, for instance, that you don't need a lot of people to actually manage it and reconcile it on Excel, but to really drive the excellence and service to your customers. And that's really growing it for us a lot. But then, you know, the distribution side, that's low margin.
Sure.
But our big part is our direct business. That's the consultants, you know. And I think Foresight is now really at a space where we are not cheap anymore. If you look at our headcount, it's basically the same as the previous year, but we did way more profit on that as well. So efficiencies really coming good through to us on that consulting fees for people that really can deliver good value to customers.
I take your point on that. We leave it there. Tertia Zitska, Group CEO, Foresight. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.